Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to be chatting with Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. He's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of military prosecutions for Judea and Samaria. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you? I think you are on mute. If you could just unmute yourself.
Yep. There we go. Is that better?
That is better. How are you?
Oh, there we go. It's complicated times. What can you say? It's unbelievable joy to see at least some of the hostages being released from the hands of these genocidal terrorists. And on the other hand, really tremendous fear seeing these mass murderers going free and potentially starting another terror wave.
Well, that's the problem. And I was asking an earlier guest today, I said one of the concerns is Hamas have achieved, in inverted commas, success on October the 7th. They have claimed over and over again that they will do it again, and now confirmed terrorists who have also been involved with the most terrible crimes have been released. This is not a recipe for success.
Unfortunately, Howard, I believe that that Hamas has won this war on every single front. Unfortunately, they managed to murder over 2,000 Israelis, partly in the massacre and partly in the war. They managed to get all of the whole axis of Iranian terror to be attacking Israel. They managed to raise onto the international level, and this is like the most outrageous part, the greater support for the idea of a Palestinian state. And that's what they're talking about. They're making sure that there is an international push around Israel to recognize a state that would be a fundamental security threat to the existence of Israel. And that's what they're managing to doing. And you're getting European countries that are supporting this bid. They've managed to vilify Israel as a villain, with, unfortunately, the help of the South African government. And when you look at the other side of the equation, well, look how many people have died. But it's unfortunate to say, and it's harsh to say, but they just don't care. Palestinian lives in their eyes are cheap. The more dead Palestinians there are, the better it is, so they believe, for their cause. And
right,
if they can show children, women.
It's because it's currency.
It's exactly that. It's an ability to use those dead people in order to attack Israel. And there's 2 million of them. They just don't care. They honestly don't have any basic respect for human life. And so they can place weapons and missiles and rockets in children's cribs because it doesn't matter. Those lives aren't important to them. But in Western terms, obviously, what does the West look at? Looks at, well, look at all the deaths in Gaza. So unfortunately, whilst Israel has done not a small amount of damage to Hamas, I fear that in the greater scheme of things, we had lost the war before this deal, and this deal only solidifies not only Hamas's continued governance in the Gaza Strip, continued governance over the people in the Gaza Strip, but also places them as almost as the national savior, having brought about the release of hundreds of these genocidal murderers. And many, many more to come. That's what they're promising. Not only October 7, but the release also of more of these genocidal terrorists.
So what's interesting to me is that in each conversation I've had this morning with guests from Israel, the same frustration, anger is coming through. And I just want to give you a thought because it's part of a prediction, and which kind of worries me a bit. But you'll tell me what you think. Is when I watch the way in which these hostages have been released, the theatrics, the showboating around it. At that point, I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, and then a few hours later, when I see them with their families, it calms me down because I see the flip side of that. Once the living hostages have been released, and we will then only receive the non-living, there isn't going to be that balance. You will only see the one side of it. We won't see the other because there isn't another. At best, the families can have closure. They can't have joy. They can't have anything else. What is that anger that I'm hearing and the frustration that I'm hearing from my guests, which maybe could be tempered by the flip side of it? When the flip side disappears, what is going to happen in Israeli society to that anger?
So I unfortunately have a very a disparaging answer for you. Let us not fool ourselves. Hamas is not going to release the live terrorists, the live hostages. We're never going to get to that stage where we don't see the signs of joy, because Hamas knows that it has strategic assets that it will continue to hold without saying whether they're alive or not. I would fear for the next decade, if not more, unless we fundamentally change our attitude towards the Gaza Strip, towards Hamas, and go in and finish this war as it should have been finished from the start. So, I mean, the good news is we're never going to get to that situation, Howard. The bad news is it's because we're dealing with genocidal maniacs that are going to use live hostages constantly for leverage. And we've still got another 64 hostages in Gaza after the end of this deal. And if anyone believes that we're going to be able to get all of the live hostages out, I have very bad news for them. The terrorists aren't playing that game.
What do you think of Netanyahu's reaction yesterday when he turned the buses around? Was that strength or was that weakness?
Unfortunately, there is no strength in this game. The terrorists are being released, whether they're held up for an hour or two. Unfortunately, there is no way that Israel can portray this as a victory. And really, the decision to hold up the buses was maybe the minimum that could possibly have been done. I fear that it had no impact whatsoever, because the terrorist knows if you don't do it now, if you don't release them, we'll carry on holding these terrorists. And as they've managed to do all the way along, as the time goes by, the price goes up and the pressure on Israel also mounts to capitulate to their demands. So I at the moment, I see Hamas with no military pressure on it whatsoever, retaining its governance a position, retaining control of the now massive humanitarian aid flowing free into the Gaza Strip. They have no downside.
Very frightening. I do need to leave it there. Unfortunately, we had some difficulty in getting hold of Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch earlier. We only managed to get through to him now. So it means that we don't have a lot of time to speak to him, but we will catch up with him again. That's Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, a former director of the military prosecutions for Judea and Samaria.